This is episode 215 on July 21st, 2017.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm Dave Potter.
And we are back. And, it was a couple weeks since we did a live show. I was glad we were able to put in a bonus episode for last week. But, Dave, how are you doing?
Other than doing sweltering, doing good.
Yeah, it has been warm on the East Coast. It's been actually warm in the Northern Hemisphere. Craig in the chat room is in wintertime, lucky bomb. We've been dealing with some summer heat.
Yeah, which I know that in a few months I'll be begging for summer heat as I start digging out for winter, but it's my prerogative to complain when it gets almost 90 degrees up here. So,
yeah. Now the temperature this last week this last week's been warm, but the week that we traveled up to New Hampshire, it was beautiful. The weather was nice. It was warm, but it wasn't oppressive. And I have to say, when I got to New Hampshire, the weather was quite pleasant. And I really enjoyed it. It did get a little warm, but it was bearable, and it wasn't the oppressive heat from the south.
Yeah, I, after being in 3 years of summers in North Carolina a few years ago, there's a definite difference between summers here and summers down there.
Yeah. Well, it's... being from California, summertime, we would get our hot. You know, we get in the hundreds and the 80s and the 90s. But it was, we could escape it by driving over the mountain to the beach. We can go to a different part of the bay and escape the summertime heat. Here in the south, it's a little different. It's almost the same, except for when you get to the mountains. The mountains is sort of the way to escape it. But every place has their deal, whether it's too hot, too cold. You have to find a way to escape it. I'm just really glad I live in an age where we have air conditioning.
Oh, very true. Very true. Oh, and to answer Craig real quick in the chat about weather, we're not here for the weather unless it affects your photography. Big effect if you have hot, hot temperatures and your phone gets so freaking hot that it starts to shut down.
Shut down, yeah. or I've had a problem, especially at work when I need to use my phone to take photographs, either the rain or the sweat will get in there and mess with my screen and make it difficult for me to use. So that could be a factor. But he's right. Yeah. We're not here to talk about the weather. Last week we had a bonus episode, and it was a fun time. I was able to catch up with Mark. You know, Mark, I've known Mark now for, I think, almost 6 years. I think over 6 years. And this was my first time I got to meet him. You know, it's funny, podcasting, the internet, social media is an interesting phenomenon where you get to know people. You get to know them real well. Like, we have people like Craig and Joe and Bill and Greg that are all in the chat. I've been talking to these guys. I've been talking to a lot of our listeners for a long time, just have never met them. And the same thing goes with co-hosts. I got to meet Matt a few winters ago when he was staying in Pennsylvania and I was staying in Maryland, and we were like, hey, we're close by, let's meet up. And so this trip to New Hampshire, I was able to plan well in advance, but Mark and I got to hang out, and we had Mikey and Maud with us, and I have to say we had a great time. It was fun to record the episode, the bonus episode, because number one, it was like, you know, you can actually see the people that you're talking to in real person. Right. And, you know, the first thing that came out of Mikey and Maud's mouths when I first got there was, hey, we're actually meeting an internet, I think they said internet celebrity or internet personality. And I'm like saying, hey, me too.
Exactly.
You know, it goes both ways. But, you know, this is a fun venue to be able to get to know people, you know, especially, you know, because podcasting, you know, you kind of think of podcasting as a sort of as a amateur's radio, you know, when you'd listen to.
Total agreement. Yeah.
Yeah. When you'd listen to radio programs, you know, you're listening to people, you get to know them, but you don't know them. You know, they don't know you. But podcasting is a little different. We get to know our audience, especially with the social media. So that was fun. One of these days we'll have to do some sort of a, you know, some sort of a get together where we pick a location where everybody comes together. We get to hang out, you know, do photography, get to know each other and all that. That has always been one of those sort of dreams that Mark has had, and I've had the same one. But, you know, with young kids, not having a whole lot of family on this side of the country, it's been difficult. We couldn't say, oh yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. You know, life gets in the way. We all have jobs. We all have, you know, priorities. And so, but one of these days we'll get to the point where we'll, you know, pick a location and see how many people we can get to come and hang out. And, you know, we really get to see our listeners face to face, but, you know, it's just one step at a time.
Oh yeah.
So,
and like it is something where, and I know from a former listener's point of view, listening to something live versus listening recorded or having a group like our group is, where it's very interactive, where if someone posts something to the Facebook group, you get an interaction very quickly versus, like I said, a bigger show or more of a broadcast where you can sort of make a comment, but whether anyone's listening or not, who knows?
Yeah. It's, you know, I have to say this has been a very fun venue for me, and I feel very fortunate, very blessed to be able to, you know, be on this side of it, because it really allows me to do what I like to do, and it's to, you know, it's to teach. You know, not only teach, but, you know, be sort of productive, I guess. But I have to say, I look forward every week to being with you guys and being able to, you know, do this. And I feel, you know, I feel like I hit the jackpot. So, but I just want to recap, you know, my trip. You guys got to hear half of my trip on the bonus episode. Much to Mark and Maud and Mikey's wishes, I did not get to go all over New Hampshire and see different things because I had other things that I had to do. But they gave me a whole bunch of brochures on where to go and what to see. But I think that'll have to be another trip. But, you know, my wife had planned out a whole lot of things for us to do along the way, and on the way back she had some more. And a few highlights of our trip on the way back was we stopped in Norfolk, Virginia and went to Nauticus, where the battleship Wisconsin is, and we got to tour on around the battleship and the museum that's right there. So it was a beautiful location, a very awe-inspiring ship to be able to walk around on and kind of feel and see the history. And then we'd gone through Delaware and stopped at a sort of a local kids museum, and they had things for the kids to do. They had some sea otters there, some fish, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was a lot of fun. We ended up getting there at the end of the day and pretty much had the place to ourselves. So we were able to do a lot of things along the way back that normally we probably would have passed by if we were short on time. But we took our time and actually got back yesterday. That's why we didn't do the show. This is Friday. We usually do their show on Thursdays, but I was totally wiped out. I was done. I needed a good night's sleep and a relaxing day to be able to, get my brain in gear to do a show. But that's pretty much the cap of the trip. We had the only two states we did not go through, from South Carolina up to New Hampshire, was Maine and Rhode Island. So we were able to kind of stop through or pass through all the other states that are on the upper East Coast.
That was an easy way to kind of see everything since it was on the way. And luckily you guys had the time you could actually take to take the travel up. You weren't more time crunch saying we have to get here and get back type thing.
Yeah, no, we were very flexible on everything, and we gave ourselves plenty of time to, be able to see different sites. And, I want to say when we went to Nauticus, we spent a lot of time there. We actually spent more time there than any other location. We didn't have to go far to get to our hotel, so we didn't feel the pressure of, driving all day to get to our next location. So planning out the trips is a key to not being rushed, as long as you allow for, anything to maybe get in the way, like traffic, or, maybe you can skip this thing that you were going to do so that you can get to your next location faster, like we did on Thursday. We were going to stop in Raleigh-Durham to go to a kids' museum, but opted to travel the rest of the way home and got home about mid-afternoon. So it was nice. We weren't pulling in the evening after a long day. But so it was fun.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to doing something like that again. Maybe not right now, but next year.
A little recovery time.
That's right. So, all right. Let's go ahead and let's move into a little bit of news.
News team, assemble!
All right. I have to say this. Craig says, I know a perfect location for a meetup. Waterfall and multiple beaches within an hour of each other. I'm guessing he's probably thinking Australia, which I would love to go to Australia.
Yeah. Definitely somewhere on the bucket list. Definitely.
That's right. All right. So in the news, if you've been in our Facebook group, which I have to say we're closing in on 1,000 members, we have the podcast awards that we've had our show nominated for in two different categories, one being People's Choice, which we have no chance, and the other one is art. So if you guys have a chance, go to the podcast awards and register and nominate us, or vote for us. We would really like it. And I figure with 1,000 listeners, or possibly even more, we might stand a chance to at least being recognized in numbers, or maybe win an award. But it's interesting. I was looking through it, and I didn't see a whole lot of the shows that I listened to in there. And I'm slightly, curious as to why. And it could be because of, a lot of them have been sort of forced into the, what's it called?
Legacy department.
Yeah.
Their legacy podcast. Basically, if you won too much.
Yeah.
In order to open it up to new entrants, they said if you won, and this started last year.
Yes.
You won so many, they put you into the legacy category, meaning you couldn't win in your category anymore.
Yeah. So, I understand what they're doing, but I'm kind of disappointed because, there's a lot of shows that I listen to that I think would be, well worthy of an award because they're awesome podcasts. But go on there, take a look, and I have to say, look through all the podcasts and see if there's anything that may strike you as, hey, that looks like it might be interesting, and take a listen. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go through and pick a few out to kind of test out this week because, for the most part, other than going through Apple's podcast app, how do you find podcasts? How do you know that they're there?
Yeah, it's always tough because honestly, Apple has the same problem with the podcast app I think they have with the iTunes store. Their search is horrendous. And discoverability isn't real good.
Yeah.
So for me, it's more of I listen to a podcast and let's say they have on as a guest someone else who's just starting up a podcast.
Yes.
And then I start to listen to it that way, or they mention, a spinoff, but then you have a situation where all the podcasts you listen to can come from the same 7 people.
Exactly. Yeah, there's all sorts of avenues and for the most part, people will start a podcast and then they'll slowly just fade off. So, I like to see good content. I love, finding good podcasts to listen to. My problem is I don't have enough time in the day to listen to it all. I hope that, maybe in the future, those other podcasts can be incorporated back into the podcast awards. Because I think I think it's taking away from the spirit of what the awards are supposed to be. Just because somebody's won, doesn't mean they shouldn't be allowed to be nominated. I think if they put good, if they have great content, a great listener base, and they're worthy of an award instead of being told that they can't be voted for. It seems wrong. But
no, I would say when you were saying about us being in the People's Choice.
Yeah.
I think the one, I don't want to say, but just given the, and it, when people go on and actually register, they can see the number of different competitors in the People's Choice.
Uh-huh.
It's so many that any kind of votes may be spread out. If unfortunately, like you said, though, when I looked down the People's Choice Awards, I didn't recognize any other podcasts or any podcasts I listened to.
Yeah.
And I thought I was one who subscribed and listened to a lot of different podcasts.
Yeah.
So, just knowing that, like you said, the people who listen to the show and how active the Facebook group is, just 26 people away from 1,000.
I know.
That definitely, it's that definitely has to help having not just – because it's one thing to say, oh, we have, you know, 10,000 fans or how many thousand, but to say we have that many active fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
That many active listeners who interact, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, and, you know, we're a relatively small podcast, I would say, in the grand scheme of things. But we have a lot of great listeners, and I have to say I'm very proud. Mark has said this before. He's very proud of the group that we have, and the content that we're seeing in the Facebook group and on Instagram. And, you know, I have to say that I agree. And it's a you know, it's something, you know, awards are great and everything, but to be honest, I'm not holding my breath, and I would not trade an award for what we have right now. I think this is awesome. But, oh, Bill said something. He says, it's like saying the Patriots can't compete in the Super Bowl. Yeah, but you know what? I would probably take that rule. I'm just kidding. No, I wouldn't. Now, Bill said, he also said he'd never heard of the awards until we all posted about it. I only found out about the awards through other podcasts that I had listened to, and didn't think anything of it until Mark said, hey, we're, you know, let's go ahead and sign our podcast up. And I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea, you know. And so, yeah, just take a look. You'll have to sign up with them and in order to nominate, I guess that's vote, but you have till the 31st for nominations. And then I think after that is when the voting actually takes place. I could be mistaken, but
if I remember correctly, it's after this nomination, they take, I don't know if it's a certain 5 per category or the certain top percentage to narrow it down. Then I don't know if it's going to be a daily vote as it's been in previous years or one time vote per IP address.
Right. So yeah, go on there and let's see what we can do.
Yeah. We always appreciate that too.
Yep. All right. Let me pull this up. Let's go ahead and move into our focus point.
Yeah. Focus point.
All right. So last week or the last episode, we talked about portraiture, and this week we're going to move into a different type of photography setting, and we're going to talk about sunsets. And here's a funny little story. So when Mark took us over to the beach over in Massachusetts, we got there pretty much at around sunset, and they let us in, you know, I was driving and we pulled up, and the guy, this was a county or state beach, and he says, can I help you? And I said, no, I'm beyond help. And, you know, Mark and the guy started laughing. He kind of like was like, what? But Mark says, yeah, we just wanted to go over to the beach real quick before you guys closed. He goes, all right, well, hurry up. You guys, you know, sunset is when you guys have to be out of here. I'm like, okay, cool. And it always throws me off because growing up on the West Coast, you know, we had our sunsets over the water. And, you know, you could stand on the beach and watch the sun go down over the horizon. Okay. And I took some, you know, great pictures of my wife when we were at, what was it called? Bodega Bay up in Northern California. Okay. You know, we got some sunset pictures, and, you know, it was beautiful. We loved it. Well, I was standing out on the beach on Massachusetts, and I was like thinking, oh, we missed it. And then I realized, oh no, the sun is behind us. And they, you know, they kind of laughed. And, you know, there's only a few places on the East Coast that you can go to where water will set over, the sun will set over the water. And that's like Florida, or you can go out to Chesapeake Bay, or some of the places where you have a large body of water between, say, the Outer Banks and the mainland. So, you know, there's very few places on the East Coast you can go. But, you know, talking about sunsets, that story popped up in my head. I thought it would be fun to share. But let's talk about sunsets. The sunsets are, you know, sort of like sunrises, except they're different. Sometimes a sunrise can seem like a sunset, but there's something about the air when the sun has been in the sky all day long compared to when the sun is just rising. And so I think it has a different dynamic. But a sunset happens at what we would call golden hour. Sunrise is golden hour, sunsets at golden hour. And what golden hour is a time of day when the sun goes from a very high temperature look to a very low temperature. Or is it vice versa? It is a high temperature is very white and low temperature is very orange. And so it kind of gives this golden look, this orange glow on your subject. And so a lot of times people will wait till sunset. They'll wait for golden hour for the lighting to be just right for them to capture their images. And a golden or a warm look draws the attention of your eye. It's inviting. A very blue or a cold look doesn't have the same effect. So many people love to take photos at sunset. And not only that, but people love to take photos of sunsets. And they're appealing. They're beautiful. So let's see. Dave, what would you say are your, you know, favorite settings for a sunset?
I really like a little bit later than most people, to be honest, just because it's so hilly around here that it's a matter of getting some really nice silhouettes.
Yeah.
When something, right, not necessarily where I understand the golden hour, but if I go a little bit later, right when the sun's a little further down, you get some really nice silhouettes of the houses around here. And yes, like I said, maybe it would be flatter if I lived somewhere where it was a little bit different. I'd feel different if it was somewhere that was flatter.
Yeah.
But we have so many rolling hills around here that just a silhouette. And luckily my front door, or I don't know if it's lucky or not, but our front door faces almost directly west.
Okay.
So I can look out our front windows or just stand on our front porch and get a feeling of the sunset and the houses across the street making a silhouette against it.
Yeah.
And so you have almost this bright, vibrant color in the sky with the different shades of red and purples and blues and this complete black underneath.
Yeah.
Where you get that nice contrast that way.
You get you get very much almost a monotone image other than a black and white image. I'm forgetting the actual term. But I love, you know, getting silhouettes. I love having drastic colors in my images. There's something to it. I think we had when we did the fireworks challenge, and one of the entries was, you know, the fireworks were off in the distance and there was light in front of the people and all you could see was their silhouette. You know, the street lights were casting.
Yes, I know the one you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, we're casting a silhouette, and, you know, that's sort of the same. Sunsets are are different in different places. Like you said, if you happen to be next to a mountain, you may never see a sunset like you'd normally see, say, somewhere in the Midwest where it's flat. Or if you're on the West Coast where the water falls down over the ocean. I mean, when I lived in San Jose, we had the mountains to the west of us before you got to the beach. And so the sunsets were okay. They weren't as majestic as if you were there standing, you know, at the edge of the water. But we didn't have very far to go to get there. So a lot of people would travel to the coast to capture those sunsets. If you're in the mountains, you're going to have a totally different view of the sun setting over the horizon, say if you were down at sea level. You know, there's something about being high above the earth that kind of gives it a different feel. And the same thing is if you're in an airplane. You know, I've seen many sunsets from an airplane. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to look at, but that warm glow, that you know, the warmth that you get from it, the lower temperature that is, you know, flooding the cabin is such an inviting feeling. And a lot of people will take pictures of the wing of an airplane from their position on the plane during sunset time. And it's beautiful. It's a little cliche, but it's still beautiful. So
I, for me, if something really just catches your eye and if it's maybe the first time you're there, go for it.
Yeah.
Just because, like I said, a lot of times, you go to a place that's kind of touristy, or there's a couple of places which are very touristy that quote unquote everyone has to go to.
Yeah.
But it may just have that. Let's say, and there's places where it's like, okay, well, if you're here and when the sun goes down, you have this great image, but everyone goes up there. Well, if it's your first time going up there, go take your own picture because everyone has their own perspective on it.
Absolutely. Yep. All right.
Well, I would say the picture I posted in the Facebook group last night was actually from my backyard looking over my house.
Oh, nice.
So that was it was just one of those nights where the rain just came through, so everything was kind of cleared out. And there were just a little bit of clouds to reflect the sunset off of.
Nice.
So you had that nice, and that's why I also was trying to get the silhouette of the house is kind of in the foreground. And that's also something if you happen to be traveling, you know, either work related or on vacation, and you're not familiar with the area or somewhere you're not used to, go out and poke your head out around sunset and see what's out there that you're maybe completely unexpected.
Yeah, I'm sort of, I will sometimes forget to take a picture of a sunset because I'm kind of struck by it that I just am soaking up the moment. I've found that lately. I've been doing that more often and I think it's healthy. This trip that we took
on the camera now and then.
Yeah. I took less pictures this trip than I probably would have done, say, 3 years ago. And, you know, I kept thinking to myself, there are some things that I wish I probably could have gotten. But at the same time, I just enjoyed being in the moment. And, coming from, you know, a photographer's perspective, that's almost sacrilege. But at the same time, I think we're at a point where a lot of people are missing things instead of soaking it in. They're trying to capture something that's fleeting, and there are perfect times to take images. But then there's times that you probably just need to stand there and just watch things happen, and you know. it's okay. You know, I don't capture every single moment in time. I don't have the space for it. And two, it's nice to kind of have things out of your hands and just to enjoy, you know, seeing things as they happen or enjoying the view. So anything else that you want to mention about sunsets?
Not particularly, other than, like I said, just a matter. It's just a matter of a lot of times, especially at least up here in the Northern Hemisphere, we rebound it and they're coming sooner and sooner during the day.
Yeah.
So it may be a matter of you may be getting, at least locally around here, they used to be 9:30-ish, 9:15, and in a couple of weeks they'll be closer to on the wrong side of 9 o'clock than closer to 7. Then, so just maybe if you're looking to actually take a photo, let's say in the next week or two, you know, just for the – just try and keep your eye out for it. Just keep in mind when your sunset's happening, because it seems like it's changing now a little bit quicker.
Yeah, there are a few apps that you can find that will tell you when and where the best, you know, time to catch a sunset, or you know, you can do this. One of those, the Weather Channel, you know, Weather Channel will tell you when sunset is, when sunrise will happen, when sunset will happen. And so, you know, you don't have to go find a special app to say when sunset's, you know, when the sun's going to set. It's, you know, you have those types of apps that are do it automagically. And so when we were at the beach, I was like, I looked at the Weather Channel, like, oh yeah, sunset, okay, time to go, you know.
And don't forget, you can always ask Mark's favorite person in the world, and assuming she understands you and can actually understand your words, you can just ask your phone, when is sunset?
Yeah. I had to think about it. I was like, wait, who is Mark's favorite person? Oh, yeah, Siri.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I kind of took things a little out of order, but that's okay because it is a fun show. And we're going to talk a little bit more about sunsets later, but I want to go ahead and let's talk about a featured app. And Dave, you've picked that featured app, so I will let you talk about it.
Okay, thanks, Joe. And actually, this is an update to an app that's been out in the past. It's the Apple Clips app. So they've made minor tweaks, which I think really helped it out. Well, some of the tweaks helped it out. Some of the tweaks were more gimmicky, to be honest. One thing they did change that made it a little bit better was they made it a lot easier if you do the auto captioning, where if you're talking over a video or if you're putting in a photo and you're kind of giving a description of it, where they'll put the text on the screen. Where before you had to wait for it to play back, click on it, and then edit it, they actually gave you a little, it looks like almost like a comic strip talking bubble button to actually just straight edit the text directly. So the active editing is still the same. It's literally like if you do transcription on your phone or voice dictation, it's just clicking on it and correcting it, but it's a lot easier to get to, and it's a lot more visible. The other thing they made that was a little bit more gimmicky, just because I guess Apple and Disney like each other so much, some of the stickers they've added in there are specific for Disney and for Pixar characters. So you have a couple new, you have a couple, you have a Mickey, a Minnie, you have a Daffy, you also have some Pixar characters from Toy Story, Cars, and Inside Out that not only act as just stickers that you post in there, but have a little bit of movement on there. In fact, Bill was asking in the chat, was it the one I posted that now include Disney? And it was. So I posted a little put together of sunset last night. that I took the video through the Apple Clips app. So I recorded it right there and did the voiceover while I was recording and was able to put everything together. And one of the options, I was able to put Mickey as a little figurine that looked like it was popping out. He looked like he was popping out from behind my roof and kind of listening as I was talking along. So that was a nice little touch. And just because I think if you notice that, like with the Apple Watch faces, there's a lot of Disney and Pixar there. So I don't know if this is like an introductory thing here. They're going to add more, or, you know, this is going to be it per se in terms of the stickers. But it's a nice little touch, and it can make things, again, it's just a nice little way to add a little extra something to the to little cute little videos, or if you want to try telling a story.
Yeah, very cool. So let me. Again,
oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm playing around with it right now. Mm-hmm. Where do the images go? Do you have to do anything special to actually see where they went?
Well, okay. Now, are you on the screen where it says hold to record?
Yes.
Okay. So are you looking to get images from your images you're taking, or?
So I just took a picture of myself.
Okay. Okay. So going over to the photo thing there and.
Yeah.
Okay, let me actually do that myself here. So if you click the photo button, hit the little button to take a photo.
Yep.
And then you have to hold to add the photo.
Oh.
Yeah. Where the red bar is down below.
Okay.
So you can, this is actually, if you wanted to take a photo and then you notice that to the left, there's also a little microphone.
So this is a video. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is, but if you want to, you could hit that microphone, mute it and just kind of hold it. And it's almost, if you want to do a series of photos instead of videos, it's almost like a slideshow.
Okay. Got it.
And you can just click and hold and you can see how long, and you can always edit the time afterwards too. Okay. So if you, let's say, oh, I wanted to have this photo up there for more than 2 seconds, you can edit it and extend the timeout.
Got it.
And that's also good for, because you have a choice of, and this is one thing that hasn't changed, a photo, video, or library. So with library, you can either import photos or input other videos that you've taken in other apps.
Okay.
Now, the one limitation that they still have, which is a bit of a pain, is everything has to be square.
Yes, I see that.
Yeah. So either if you want to do a widescreen photo, you have to edit it in something else to add the bars on top or bottom, top and bottom, or in the sides, or figure out where exactly you're going to crop that square. Similar to, again, it's almost like how Instagram used to be way back in the day.
Got it.
Huh. And the nice thing is, yeah, everything automatically saves. So if you happen to close out the app by accident or something happens, you don't lose any of your work.
Okay. Yeah, definitely going to play around with this and see what I can do. It looks like I'm going to have to hack it a little bit to get sort of the images that I want.
Yeah. And again, I think a lot of complaints that I'm seeing after the update from people saying are the same complaints they have with the original, where this being stuck in a square is a bit of a pain. And the fact that, at least for me, the easiest thing to do is to save it as a video.
Yep.
And then upload it to different services, even though you can tie it in. It's still a lot of times I'm a little more comfortable with saying, let me upload it. Let's save it as a video and I'll upload it to Facebook or I'll upload it to Instagram.
Yes.
In letting it do it automatically in terms of doing one at a time.
Yeah.
But it's another program, but if you want to put a nice, and it's real, there's a little bit of a learning curve. Luckily there's a kind of noticeable question mark button on the upper right, which overlays help, which can take you right to help. And it seems like Apple's making things a little bit more noticeable these days. for a while there, they were going with everything being extra hidden. You needed to know where to swipe to actually use anything. So the buttons being a little bit more out in the open.
Got it. Okay.
But it's definitely, it's a free app. It's a little app. It runs good on, like I said, my phones. The hardware is almost 3 years old and it runs fine there. It doesn't run with any noticeable lag. So it's something worth just trying out and playing with and, you know, to see if, and also just something that it's easy enough to put something together that looks nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to give this one a try. I'm going to see what I can do, what kind of hacks I can do with it. I'm not a video type person when it comes to doing, you know, stuff of myself, but I'm going to see what I can do with it. I did take a picture of me in front of the microphone just now, so I'll take a screenshot of that and post it on Facebook so you guys can see. And on Instagram too. So, all right, very good. So we will have links for that in the show notes. And like Dave said, it's a free app, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead, and we are going to move into our post pick of the week. All right, so our last weekly photo challenge was portraiture, and we had a lot of people who had submitted some portraiture into the weekly photo challenge, and it is my week to choose. So let's pull it up. I am going to choose Linda Lane's photograph. It's a beautiful image of her. It says mom, and it says the threshold of dementia, which is, that's hard. That's really hard. But it's a beautiful image of a woman, and she's sitting where her, she's not looking at the camera, so she it's a profile of her face, and it's in a painted sort of format, and it's a beautiful image. I have to say, I was struck by it, but you know, the fact that the title kind of adds to the image, I was also very touched by it. So I have to say, this is a beautiful and touching image. What are your thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, like you said, in just looking at it, it's a very striking photo, and it looks, I know it being done in brushstroke, but it looks like you would bring someone in and do a painting for the family.
Yeah.
And my grandmother in the last few years when she passed, but she had dementia the last few years of her life. And I know how hard it is on the family when you're dealing with that situation. And for Linda to, you know, share that with us, we just have to appreciate and thank her for that.
Yeah. So, you know, this is, I have to say, you know, this was done in the spirit of what we were kind of looking for. A lot of people had posted images, and you know, it's sometimes it's hard to choose a format that, you know, I could say, yes, I want to use that one, because it's not very clear, you know, on the likeness, you know. So this one was close enough, and I thought very much in the way that we were looking for. And I would have to say for everyone, keep practicing, take some more images of other people, practice your portraiture and see how far you can get. So congratulations, Linda. You are our post pick of the week. We use these images for our album art on our episodes. We post it in the Facebook group for the banner cover. And, you know, we use it to showcase what our listeners are doing. And this is a perfect example of what we're looking for. So congratulations. All right. Now it's time to announce our weekly photo challenge for this week, for the next 2 weeks. And it's going to be sunsets. Shocker.
I know. If so, you're one of these people who skip to the end of the episode, you missed a lot of what we were talking about.
So sunsets, you know, taking a picture of a sunset, I would even say using golden hour, using the golden hour of a sunset would be a good way of getting some sunset photographs. So I'm going to twist it around a little bit. And if you can use the golden hour of a sunset, I'd say by all means, use it. The opportunity is there. I would love to see the images and, you know, we'll see how that works. So I think this is going to be a fun challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And really looking forward to not only seeing the sunsets itself, but how people will be framing the sunsets.
Yes. Yes. So, all right. Dave, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up?
I think we're good. All right. I think we're good. And just want to thank everyone for listening, too.
Yeah. So, all right. Let me go ahead and play this.
Mm-hmm. We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right, Dave, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure. You can find me pretty much on Instagram, at Twitter, at ProfPod, and in the Facebook chat as Dave Podner.
Excellent. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can also find me in the Facebook group. I am Joseph Ferreira. And if you have not joined us, by all means, come and join us and see the amazing images that are being posted. We have a lot of people in there that are not only posting things from the weekly photo challenge, but they are also posting a lot of their beautiful artwork in our group. And so a lot of times an image will pop up and it'll be of a subject, and they'll give the description of what it is, what apps they used, if they, you know, it, whether it was an iPhone 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, you know, I wouldn't say 2 or 1, but whatever they were using. We even have some Android users that are in our group too, posting some beautiful images. Come on in and take a look around and participate. We'd love to see what you guys are doing. And also, again, sign up for the podcast awards and nominate us and have us on there for the nominations. And when it comes time to voting, be there to vote. We'd love to see how far we can get. And, you know, not that we're looking to win. We want to see where we're at and in the grand scheme of things. So don't forget about that. All right.
It's a great way to get the word out about the podcast and the Facebook group combined.
Yes, absolutely. You can also find the show, links to our Facebook group, YouTube channel, and other things by going to tinyshutter.com. And you can find our previous episodes there. You know, leave us a note. And if there's something on there that you're interested in and can't find it, we should have it in the show notes. Which reminds me, I think somebody said they were missing a link on something, so I got to go back and fix that. So we do get notes, and sometimes in the busyness we forget, but just right there I remembered. All right, Dave, I think we have ourselves a show. So why don't you say goodnight to everybody?
Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.
I can't. I'm totally paralyzed. I'm all locked up.
Boom. All right.